Father's Day is a very special day to honor fathers and father figures in our lives. So for someone like me who doesn't have a father, I choose to celebrate the people who fill that gap in my life. And that is people like my uncle who has stood by me like my father, and my mom who has been all around, you know, just juggling to be between fatherhood and motherhood and trying to create that balance in my life.
You mentioned that your uncle is a very important figure in your life. Why is that?
When he realized there is no father figure in my life, he chose to fill that gap. And he became a father in that he was there to support me emotionally, guide me in everything that a father would. And also when it comes to resources and making choices in life, he made sure that he would be there. He listened to me. He just held my hand in every step of my life.
Do you think you'd be better off with your own biological father as a whole in your life?
Of course. In as much as he's tried to be there and to fill the gap, there are always moments when you sit down and you feel like it would have been better or it would have been different if my own father were here. You know, there are some connections which only a father would have with a daughter, and it's not the same when it's with an uncle. So yes, many a times I just sit down and I feel like maybe one or two things would have been different if he were to be here himself.
Let's bring in an expert on the subject. Juliet, why is it important that somebody have their own father, like their biological father? Why isn't that gap able to be filled by anyone else?
There's some emotional aspect that he can provide that a mother, on the other hand, can't. So a father will provide the male aura in the child's life. If this is a man, if they're looking up to their father, they will look up to the father in terms of what are the roles, what are the responsibilities, how should I behave as a man. Those are things that a boy cannot learn from a mother, not unless he's attached to maybe an uncle or maybe a father figure. When you look at a girl, if it's a girl who was born into that family, then the girl needs to learn how men behave around. What's the example? What's the best example from a father that you can maybe associate to that will help you understand, okay, this is how men behave, this is how I should be treated, this is how I should respond to men, and this is the bare minimum of how I should relate with men. If a father is absent, whether the child is a male or a female child, there's going to be a certain level of exposure that they will lack if they don't get this father figure. And in terms of provision, allow me to just stretch a bit far. One of the things I was actually doing in my dissertation, I wanted to understand, could it be that some women attach to older men emotionally, not because they want any financial help? Could it be it's related to the lack of a father as they grew up? And according to the research we've done in the last 3 years, we have more than 50% women who have been affected in their childhood by having an absent father, and they attach to a male figure looking for emotional needs and not even financial.
Back to Nafuna, what would you like to tell those that don't have a father or a father figure?
It is okay. You know, it doesn't mean you're limited. It doesn't make you any less. Look for people around you whom you can confide in.
Juliet, do you have any word for absentee fathers?
The most important thing is, am I an absent father? And if I am, where can I start collecting myself? Because at the end of the day, you have a responsibility and a duty towards that child that you brought into this world. So if you leave that child, that means at one point, this child is either going to enact the same behavior as you did, or they might find healing, which is usually like 80%. So instead of spreading the trauma, I would recommend you just heal and spread the healing.